Would you? I'll come up in your house, tell you I got a packet for you. You find I got a bag of rattlesnakes, you gonna welcome me in me in your house? You know, you gonna pull up some stuff. If you have to pull some guns or whatever, some sticks and knives, you're gonna get me out of there, aren't you? So you better get out of here. You would tell me like this, you better get out of here with your crazy self. Wouldn't you? Because you wouldn't tolerate that, would you? Would you? You wouldn't say, well, come on in, but make sure you keep them in the sack. No, you wouldn't. One time, my wife and I, the few times we ever gone fishing, went fishing one time on the, Aberdeen, Tom Bixby, whatever, Lock and Dam. And we were doing fine. And this big old snake thing, that big old snake lamp on the log. She's so concerned. I said, he's on that log. He can't bother you. She was concerned about the snake laying on the log. When he get in the water, that's when I was concerned because I can see him on that log. And she was just so concerned about that snake. I said, he ain't bother you. He was over there and we over here. But if you get, and when he got in that water, I didn't know where he was. I could see where he was on that log. So if I step up in your house with a sack of snakes, a rattlesnakes or some poison snake, like a black mama or something like that, you said you would get me out of that house, wouldn't you? Whatever it took, because you wouldn't tolerate that. No, you wouldn't. And see, we need to know what kind of fear to fear and not have and not put up with. We fear, we reverence God because He is the Almighty God. Amen. Who does everything well. Everything perfect. He will never deceive you. He'll never mislead you. He'll never do you wrong. Never. And He deserves our reverence. He deserves our respect. He deserves our honor. Anybody that true, that faithful, now you've found out how true He is. How faithful you are. Why would you shy away from Him and yield to something that's deadly and you can't, and see, that's what Satan wants to do, is deceive you and to make you think it's all right to have a little fear. It's all right. No, you work on it till it's gone. If you're not there, work on it. I tell you what I did. I did what I had to do. I went to sleep with tapes and books and whatever. And I did whatever I had to do. I worked. And I remember Satan's last attack that he tried to, some of you might remember, Stafford Johnson, down at Belzoni. He got me to preach for them. I preached down the bells on it. I went to bed that night. That devil came in there. I said, no, you don't. I wrestled with him. See, you know, sometimes we don't tell all these things. And me and him had a battle. I said, you ain't doing that. And finally, I just stayed with it till I got the victory. And I refuse to fear. I refuse to be afraid. I refuse. I had to deal with it when I was working on the job because I didn't like to go up high. I had to pray my way up and pray my way down. You know, when you go up high on things. I know what it's like. And that's why I said what I said earlier. I might seem like, you know, I don't mean to come across anybody that I'm trying to be arrogant, like I'm so much higher up there than you are. I just know what it did to me, and I'll never go back there again. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I mean, I'll never go back there again. He'll never do that to me again. I told him. I said, you'll never do that to me again. Once I got delivered from fear, I said, you'll never do that to me again. Because, see, I know. Now, let me read you something. If you can, turn with me to Psalm 91 in the Amplified. And then I'm going back. Psalm 91 in the Amplified Bible. You know, I didn't even notice the time I got up because I was planning on being pretty timely. But anyway, I want to get this, I endeavor to get this across to you. Thank you. Thank all of you for being bold enough to come out tonight. See, what we're facing in this world now, you cannot be successful if you're full of fear, halfway fearful. You got to get to the place where you just don't fear. I care, but I refuse to be afraid. I heard Brother Copeland tell about his daughter and his granddaughter. I believe his granddaughter got attacked. And so one of the things, Lindsay, I think her name was Lindsay, her mother, said one thing they said, and what she had was deadly. And nobody really lived from that. And she said, her daddy, Brother Copeland, I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. It was Terry. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. So you can be dogmatic or just downright just I refuse to do it. So listen to this. Psalm 91, verse 1 in the Amplified. I think I'm reading from the Amplified Classic. They changed it up so much. I wish they stayed with the original. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and what? He who dwells. Now you see what fear tried to do to you? But listen what it said. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain, what? Stable and fixed, where? Under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. He can't deal with that God inside of you. He can't do it. That's why he tries so hard to get you to look away. He's clever. He crafty. He's sneaky. And you have to be wise. I don't care what kind of trick you show up, the Holy Ghost is going to expose you to me every time. Because I'm looking to him. I'm looking to him. Thank you, Lord. And so this is why God said, God has not given you the spirit of fear. See, but he's trying to get you to take something because he can't operate in your life if you don't have fear. He has to get your eyes off the word and get faith out of your heart and get fear into you. Then you'll put something in you for him to operate on. Yes, but if you keep it out, he can't operate. He has to go. He has to stop when you say stop. He has to do it. He has no choice because the power that you're releasing, he can't do nothing with it. It's the power of God. And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? For it is what? The power of God unto salvation. That means deliverance, safety, provision, protection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.